She's gay.
He's straight.
I'm Alex.
I'm Kate. Gothy and Chivo.
Today we made a chocolate cake.
We did. It's
different.
It fell apart.
We've got some quite nice pictures though.
Which you can peruse at your leisure.
Really? Yes. I'd like to make it well known to the people that have me on MySpace that the cake I was referring to was this cake and not some sort of sexual.
No, we're doing that afterwards.
Fantasy. Yeah, that comes later.
The sex cake comes later. Just the normal cake for now that came out of a packet. Oh, I'm eating my G spot.
Kate just ate her own G spot on the cake. If anyone else thinks that sound.
It was delicious.
Hannibal-like.
Yeah. We've run out of things to say. That's all we did today was make a cake.
And revise. Because essays suck. Exams suck.
If anyone wants to know anything about the judicial philosophy of either Rehnquist, Roberts, or Alito, I'm your man.
Or any of 42 psychology studies, then I'm your man.
And you're actually a man.
I'm actually a domestic goddess.
It's true. Alex washes up. I didn't do anything. I just made the cake and he washed up.
I paid for the cake. It's quite expensive.
It was like that time you came around, we had that barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
And you made the salad and I cooked the meat. We had some gender issues going on.
Crisis of masculinity. For both of us.
I'm perfectly happy with my femininity balanced with my masculinity.
There's a balance.
You're so funny, aren't you? You're so witty. You're a prick. I think this is the most sober I've ever been when we've podcasted.
That's a good point. We haven't actually really drunk that much.
I know. I haven't even finished my first can of
cider. And this cake we've got to add is probably the first thing we've ever actually done that hasn't, you know, been in the aim to get us fucked. It's usually, why do we make drinks? To make cocktails to get fucked. Why do we roll things? Get fucked.
Not that we condone drugs or alcohol. Don't do it, kids. It's not cool.
It is cool.
If you're a kid and you're listening to this, A, how did you find it? You weird little pervert.
You have to be 18 plus.
Yeah, 18 plus only, even though we're 17.
Oh.
Like, we're in a position to, like, dictate our audience. You can't listen to this if
you... No, I've already threatened them that I know where they live, so we can.
Yeah, that's a lie.
The map says otherwise.
Except for Daisy, who lives in Chichester.
The map says otherwise.
Shush.
Shows us there's people in Australia. I could search Australia. It's not that big.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Idiot.
We've got two shout-outs.
Have we?
Yeah.
Oh! Well, in the spirit of the German-themed cake that we made, it's a German chocolate cake, apparently. Although I think it's just a normal chocolate cake, in my opinion. But maybe I'm a racist. Who knows? Yeah, but that's because it came from a pound shop, because they can't afford, like...
Shh.
They just import stuff for cheap.
Or steal stuff from
Germany, absolutely cheap. I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm really drunk. That's my excuse. Anyway... It's a German cake, so shout out to Nisha, of course, who's German, not American.
And Amelie, because she's also German.
And not a Nazi. Her name isn't Hitlerina.
She's not a Nazi, she's a neo-Nazi. And her name's not Arsat either. Oh yeah.
We're not friends with neo-Nazis.
But we don't condone your own personal views and opinions.
About poppies.
But, right.
But I'm
right. The special thing about Amelie and...
Amelie. You can't even say her name. You don't even know
Amelie.
Her.
I don't even know who she is. No.
Who the fuck is
Amelie's
she?
Amelie's been calling it a postcard.
Yes, this is a postcard from a podcast to a retard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
this
right,
isn't
Amelie.
A postcard. It's a podcast.
You idiot.
But you are quite hot, so we do.
We love
you. And if your fiancé, we still find that situation quite weird, is listening.
He's in America.
And he's 28. And we should probably stop telling her life away.
Yeah. So, her national insurance number is... I don't know.
I do. 217799446721.
They've got letters in you, retard.
ABADEFG.
You're lying. I know.
How did you guess? There's that wit again.
We should make podcasts while we're eating, because it's like, just brief pauses when we're just like, chomp, chomp, chomp. Look how quiet it is.
That's roaring.
Rah! That's better.
Blah.
If you're listening to this, then you should thank us for improving your hearing, for having to strain to hear this, because we found the microphone in my house, and I don't know where it came from. Clearly a skip of some kind.
The land of Oz.
The land of
Narnia.
It was the land of people with really good hearing, because it doesn't actually pick up any kind of sound whatsoever. France?
Mm-hmm.
Can they hear well in France?
I don't know.
Is there any basis in fact in what you just said?
Yeah. A study by Dr. Spoggen showed that in France.
Dr. Spoggen. That's a really French name. Dr. Spoggen. I bet he's French.
Okay,
Was that anti-Semitic? If you watch The L Word, you know what I'm talking about, because, you know,
Dr.
Mr. Straight
Dr.
with his...
Eiffel Al.
Everything's anti-Semitic. What was that bullshit about? Ugh.
The semantic field.
What? No, Semitic.
Yeah,
anti-Semitic.
The semantic field.
Do you even know what anti-Semitic means?
Do you even know what semantic field means?
Yes! It's English language.
Yeah. What
semantic
is,
field
what is the semantic field of this podcast, then?
words.
Cake, you idiot.
Cake, thank you. But you don't know what anti-Semitic means, do you?
Don't need to know it.
Yeah, you do.
Why?
If you knew what it was, you'd know why you need to know it.
Don't tell me what it is, then.
No.
Why don't tell me, then?
I can't believe you don't know what anti-Semitic means.
Tell me.
It's because you're a Nazi.
Tell me.
No.
Why? Okay.
It's like, you arse bandit. You arse bandit.
It's the best word I've learnt this week.
You're all a bunch of arse bandits and arse pirates.
What's the best one in
bum
that
pirate.
English lesson? I am Moses of the arse cheeks.
I'm sorry, but I do the wrong subjects. Clearly.
Go on. I'm Moses of those great red arse cheeks.
I learnt that sodomy was only legal after 2003 in Texas. You crazy Americans. How do you enforce that law? Okay, if you live in Texas and you know how you enforce banning sodomy, please will you let me know, because I can't understand, other than like hiding in someone's wardrobe and popping out saying stop doing that with like a video camcorder.
And
how do you enforce
whip.
That?
Whips and chains, babies. S&M.
Take a medic. Shut up. So I answered that a little bit quickly.
So I worked 9 till 5 today, which has probably tired me out, because 9 to 5 is crap.
Guess what time I got up?
12:30.
Yeah, I got up at 12:30.
Because she's
I did very
a
little.
Lazy bum.
We got to Cambridge.
Get the microphone away from my eye.
Oh, don't worry. I won't get into Cambridge because I spend my time sleeping instead of doing work. You can't really do that if you want
to
go
to
Cambridge.
But to be honest, it's not really sleeping. I looked at her computer's internet history.
Pardon? Did you? You pervert.
I found all those dirty sites.
What? Like what? You're trying to think on your feet now, which is something you clearly can't do.
I'm not on my feet. I'm laying down.
In my bed. On my bed. Stop doing that.
www.
I just belched.
Gothdykes.com.
Gothdykes.com. How original.
/org.e.
I wonder if that's actually a website.
Should we find out?
I can't actually be bothered to move.
8 minutes.
It's like cake, it's gone to my head.
8 minutes.
Alex, is this like the topic you drop down to? Is a running commentary of the time?
It's 8 minutes and 25 seconds. I'm your commentator, Alexander Mitchell, professional sex pest. Call my number now.
Alex's home number is 02392. Oh, you're looking at me like I wouldn't do it. Do you want me to? 326138. 7.
Oh, that wasn't a complete lie.
You look so angry. That's not really his number. Yes, it is.
Ring me from America and it will cost you a lot of money.
I don't know the international dialing code.
It is FUKU.
FUKU. Oh, funny. You just told me to fuck me.
Please do.
Alex, your insults are so original. You arse bandit.
You Moses of the red cheeks.
Oh, do you remember when we looked up different words for cum on Wikipedia? What were the best ones?
Oh,
they were so good. I can't be bothered to look out now. They were genius.
They really were quite good.
No one's going to be able to hear this. Because look, even that wasn't very loud. Stop fellating the microphone. Alex just sucked off a microphone.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Hello, you would like to know where it is now.
Up his bum. If you stick that microphone in my breasts one more time. I'm not being friends
like
with you anymore.
It's a regular occurrence. One more time.
Sticking it in my breast kind of implies I've
got
no top
all those
on.
Times I've done that.
Yeah, if you stick that microphone one more time in my breath, I'm
oh.
That's karma, baby. my breast once. Do you remember that? That
I actually did.
Hurt.
She had to go get surgery to fix her breastbone.
My breastbone.
Which I think is her right breast.
It really hurt.
Good.
You shouldn't have tried to give me a piggyback.
You shouldn't punch me.
I didn't. Oh, I probably did.
Yeah.
I have done before. Stop wiping your mascara off on me. We had something interesting to talk about that we were talking about earlier, and we were like, we should save this for the podcast.
What was it?
I just can't remember. I probably shouldn't have mentioned it. But it was very interesting.
What were we talking about? Politics? We talked about sexual engineering.
All we talked about was what we were revising. Never mind. We were outside smoking, as usual. Stop. You can't see them. Oh my god, this podcast is even more boring than last time. We need to talk about something vastly controversial. To make it far more interesting.
Do you know why? It's because I'm tired.
Stop falling asleep on me and speak. Stop rubbing your eyes on my breasts. Stop it.
That's your shoulder, you freak.
Yeah, but
it's
too near my breast for comfort. Stop it.
Don't chase my head with your tongue.
I didn't. That's disgusting. We should talk about Celebrity Big Brother.
That's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about how Jade Goody. Oh,
he's a racist pig. And
now we're sued.
Oh, so what? Like that fat, ugly, stupid bitch listens to anything with any kind of intelligence in it. Not that we have any intelligence, but... I fucking hate Jade Goody, because, you know, I always thought, you know, she was just a simple-minded moron, but now I know she's a bigoted moron, and she can go and... I don't care. I don't even care
Plus,
anymore.
I don't understand why she thinks a Bollywood star who's been in more than 150 films actually cares what she thinks.
Yeah, she's just jealous because the only reason she's famous is fucking Big Brother.
It's because Shilpa's cool.
Shilpa's like actually got some kind of dignity, whereas Jade Goody's just an ugly
and
slag.
And style and culture.
Yeah.
Jade Goody's just a
and personality.
Sink.
I fucking hate her now. I'm actually gonna like.
Anti
only,
this podcast is
know.
Now officially no longer Gofty and Chima and is.
Anti Jade Goody. I'm gonna order atheist fatwa on her.
Oh dear.
Oh, that'll show her. Like it showed Salman Rushdie that time, it worked really well, and he died. But he didn't. You don't even know who Salman Rushdie is, do you? Aww, it's a good job you're pretty. Because you're fucking thick. Ow! Ow! Ow!
What happened, Kate? Karma.
No, you pinched me. Ow!
Slant.
Done.
Twan.
Shit! Ran out. Shunt.
That isn't one, you slant.
I can make my own ones up. I don't need you.
Shut up, cunt.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, I looked up cunt on Wikipedia earlier.
Did you really? Is it on there?
Yeah, it's got like a 3-page article on it. Like a massive essay.
It hurt me. Not there, my arm.
Not there.
Not there, my arm. Stop touching me. Stop it. Get off, you're tickling.
Ooh, her hips are gyrating.
Oh, you're so sick. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to have sex with you. I'm sorry. I won't be one of your 30-odd conquests.
Fuck off.
Nine. That's what we should talk about.
What, sex?
Sex and
How
love.
How squishy.
Squishy, yeah. What's good and squishy? Please let us know.
Yeah, we are actually generally asking you to comment our thing and let us know what is squishy.
Other than our cake, which was nice. And I don't mean sex cake. I mean actual chocolate. German chocolate cake.
Yeah, don't say cum because that's obviously
Please
what everyone's going to say.
Cum.
Say something original.
Yeah. Something like, I don't know, jelly.
Jelly is the strongest structure in the world and will stop gravity.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mean
anyway, we should talk about something meaningful. Let's talk about sex and love, Alex.
What, how love destroys commitment values and leads to lots more sex?
Oh, love's just a bum, really.
That's love.
How many times have you been in love then, Alex?
I don't know.
Oh, you're so boring. I need a new podcast with Buddy. Buddy? Blow? Boo. Buddy. I'm joking.
What, how many times have you been in love?
One.
There you go.
And that worked out really well, didn't it?
Look, we're still together, so I don't know why you're
I don't know why you come around my house and you're like, let's do a podcast now, you're falling asleep.
Because you make me sleepy.
I make you sleepy because my voice is so boring.
No, because you're so comfy.
It's only because I'm the only girl to let you actually...
I feel at home. Oh, you know that's not true.
Rest my your head anywhere near my breasts.
You know that's not true.
Yeah, well, nine of us. Us? Them.
It all comes out.
I've never had
Oh, so the cake was made, by the way, because me and Kate are celebrating our 40th anniversary. That's days.
So if you want to send us presents...
So if you want to... That's a real voice. Keira Knightley in my house. Butch McGee.
My bank account is... I don't know, because I don't even know if I've got one anymore.
Why are you sending the bank account?
So that they can send me money for our 40th anniversary.
Oh, yeah, thank you. And what is 40? Diamond.
No, that's 50. 40 is probably nothing.
Pearl,
that'll do. It's probably like 60 or something. Who cares? Send us money.
We'll make a new one. It's Opal.
Opal.
So I'm sending for our Opal anniversary.
Yes, even though we're 17, we've been together 40 years. 40 years, people!
And in those 40 years, we've seen the British Army grow to 110,000 with 25,000 people in reserve.
My dad knows that, because he's a loser.
I'm not her dad. Just to let you know.
That would be really strange. Alex, you're supposed to be talking. I'm going to stop this now. I'm going to stop this tomfoolery. Either speak up or I'm stopping this and I'll delete it.
I'm tired. No, don't delete it.
Why? It's not very interesting. It's just you falling asleep and me trying to desperately keep this conversation going. It's not a one-man show, you know, even though, you know.
Are you a man?
Oh, no.
Kate's
cover's
gone.
Blown.
Kate's gone.
I'm a lass because I drink from a glass.
Oh, and I'm a man because I drink from a can.
We made that up earlier.
How good are we? See, we don't just have one song, we've got two.
We've got two whole songs, baby.
And plus we did sing that song in the last podcast.
If Morrissey doesn't do the Eurovision Song Contest, we can.
Gothy Achievo.
Gothy Achievo.
Everyone loves him.
Even the Slovenians.
Even Jade Goody.
Even Israel. Since when is that in Europe?
Because Europe has expanded.
I don't understand that. I always watch the Eurovision Song Contest and I always get angry about the fact that Israel's in it. And yes, I watch the Eurovision Song Contest. Get over it.
I love the points when they're giving points. I'm like, Britain, one.
None.
Britain
is
one.
In war. None. It's so political. And because our songs tend to suck.
Yeah.
Apparently Morrissey's doing it this year.
We're winning.
I know, because Morrissey's a sex god.
Straight.
He's not.
You are.
No, I'm not.
So original.
Take that slander back. Take it back.
This podcast has now been fouled because it's no longer one straight, one gay. It's two straight. Now I'm about to go have sex. Oh, yeah.
I'd like to point out the one person I have been in love with was a girl. Okay.
And then she had a sex change and became me.
Yeah, Alex used to be a girl and
called
we
Alex.
Were lovers. Called Alex, yeah. Short for Alexandra.
And now I'm Alexander.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. I was like, sorry, Alex, can't do this. Like Jenny and Max.
Yeah.
Haha, you don't know who I'm talking about because you're not a lesbian.
Maybe I am. I'm a lesbian. I like girls.
You're not. You're like half asleep and you're annoying me. It's only because I put Rohypnol in the cake, Alex.
I thought so.
And that's why you're falling asleep. I'm going to have my wicked way with you.
Subliminal messages.
True. We need to think of something interesting to talk about quickly. I tried.
The colour green.
No, I tried. I tried with Celebrity with Brother. I tried with sex. And none of it worked. So, I'm not talking about the fucking colour green. Because you know it's my favourite colour. End of. And, yeah. That's it. That's my views on me.
18 minutes and 23 seconds.
Talking
good
about
night.
Complete bollocks. Think of something interesting to say. Or I'm deleting this.
George Bush.
I'm not talking about George Bush.
Tony Blair.
Shut up! You're pissing me off.
The Queen.
Oh, you're so fucking annoying. You know what?
No, let it end. Let it